You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Today, the long-anticipated movie Black Panther is being released. It's a Marvel Comics movie. The central character is black. A recent article in the New York Times Magazine argued that this movie is a defining moment for black America. Before we get to our guest, let's hear a clip from the extended trailer for the film.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. Revolution will not be televised. Let's have some fun. The revolution will be live.
And you can imagine it's just about as exciting as it sounds. An organization called Hero Nation, along with Ypsilanti High School, are taking more than 100 youth to a private screening of Black Panther. Joining us to talk about that is Jermaine Dickerson, the founder of Hero Nation. So why is it important for kids to see this movie?
Well, for a variety of reasons. Number one is just that having the ability to see yourself represented on screen has very transformative capabilities. So I always say that representation has the ability to save lives. It's extremely important. It has the ability to change people and to mold people in very influential and powerful ways. And oftentimes, you know, as someone who is black, among other issues that we have in society, on top of the fact that in the entertainment industry, representation for us is still very low, especially in regards to films that feature us in lead roles that are a part of sci-fi or really fantastical narratives. And I can't recall the last time I saw a film that really celebrated the diaspora of African culture in such a really powerful and interesting way. And another reason why this film is important is because it will challenge black imaginations across the entire world. And so what I hope is during our screening that the teens that attend this, you know, the movie with us, that they'll see this film, they'll be inspired by it, they'll be moved by it. And maybe this film is the thing that is the catalyst for their career choices or that inspires them to do something interesting in their lives. And then another reason is that it offers some escapism, because obviously we live in a very hard and very harsh world, and having moments of escape is absolutely essential. And this film will provide it will paint a very powerful and interesting picture of Africa, not as a country, which some people perceive it as, because the popular Western perception of Africa is the impoverished, war-stricken, they say it's a country when it's not actually a country, it's a continent full of various countries that are not monolithic, that come from different cultures. So having a film like this that celebrates that in a very interesting way is extremely important for those reasons.
Now, there have not been a lot of movies with a black person as a central character in fantasy or sci-fi, but there have been black superheroes or anti-heroes before. I'm thinking about Halle Berry and Catwoman, Blade starring Wesley Snipes, or Hancock with Will Smith. What makes this movie different?
Well, even considering those films, it's still the disparity between that and those films that feature white leads. It's great. In addition to that, we often find that in that pool that you just mentioned, most of those are black men. And so even though this film is starring a black man as a lead character, it does feature black women as supporting leads. From what I understand, they'll have lots of agency in the film. Also having representation in regards to dark-skinned black women, because oftentimes for example, in Halle Berry's situation or in other circumstances, even outside of the superhero or comic book film genre, there is this sort of favoritism towards lighter-skinned individuals, because the popular perception is that the closer you are to whiteness or the proximity to whiteness is the more attractive you are. And so having this sort of representation that embraces these really Afrocentric features, this dark skin, this natural hair, that offers a very complex and nuanced narrative that we don't see much of. And on top of that, this is something that's dealing with sci-fi, with fantasy, even, I believe, some spirituality, you know, because there's a lot of African cultures are very inherently spiritual. I think that is revolutionary and a game changer in and of itself.
The magazine Mother Jones quoted the writer of the movie, Joe Robert Cole, as saying, quote, "Black Panther is a historic opportunity to be part of something important and special, particularly at a time when African Americans are affirming their identities while dealing with vilification and dehumanization. The image of a black hero on this scale is just really exciting," end quote. Do you think this movie would have been received differently if it had been released before Trayvon Martin in Florida or Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri?
I think that it's very possible, but I think it still would have been a very impactful film. I think obviously social media has amplified and has definitely given voice to those who have usually not have the opportunity to voice concerns, or it's definitely shed light on issues that we've always gone through in this country. But social media has just offers a sense of hyper visibility on those issues. And I think that this film is definitely timing, especially in the era of Trump, in the era of police brutality, which, again, that's happened for centuries. But in the era of Trump specifically, I think as we see a surge in sort of white supremacists trying to make a comeback, trying to rise, doing marches, being romanticized and sensationalized in media in a way that tries to persuade us to sympathize with their needs, I think this film is absolutely essential now, because it tells us that we as African Americans, or as African people, as Black people, that we're not going anywhere. And we're going to make this statement that despite the adversities we face in the world today, we are going to celebrate our culture in a very interesting way.
Stan Lee and Jack Kirby of Marvel Comics introduced this character, Black Panther, into the comic book world back in 1966. Why do you think it's taken so long to see this character on the big screen?
I think for a variety of reasons, some of which I, kind of mentioned earlier about, of course, institutional racism, the lack of interest in believing in the Black heroes or even heroes of color in general are profitable, and believing that a character like Black Panther, who is from an unapologetic Black African nation, I don't think that the industry felt confident in the idea, because a lot of them, unfortunately, are still under this assumption that only white men can lead these films, or in the case of people of color, only Black men or men of color can lead films. That's going back to the point I made before about making sure that you have women of color in lead roles. But for this film specifically, it's taken long because, like I said, institutional racism, the misunderstanding of how influential things like this can be, a lack of perspective. Because it's important for us to, when we talk about representation, it's not just important to discuss it in the confines of film or media. We also need to discuss it when it comes to executives or behind-the-scenes directors and things of that sort. Those perspectives, the people that have the power to make things like this happen, that's also important. And so I think that's another factor that played into why it's taken so long for us to have more Black-led films, especially ones like this one.
Well, the reason I asked the question is the release of Wonder Woman last year was embraced as an overdue statement about the empowerment of women. How do you think Black Panther will be received?
Very similar, but in the realms of Black liberation and Black people. I think Wonder Woman, like you said, was definitely a timely film as well. But Black Panther will be something a little different in a different way. I think they both sort of occupy a similar intersection as characters, even outside of the films, but they represent something very different in a lot of other ways, too. So for Black Panther specifically, its relevancy is sort of emboldened by the fact that we are in these stage of movements. We are organizing. We are taking a stand against anti-immigration laws. We are taking a stand against imperialism. We are taking a stand against bigotry and racism, against police brutality, just as when Wonder Woman came out, we have the Women's March. So all of that stuff is relevant. And I think that really goes back to how relevant superheroes are as characters, that no matter what time they come out, they will always be relevant. And different characters represent different things because they represent different aspects of the human experience. And so I think that's what makes these films so essential. But for characters of color or characters that feature LGBTQ people or basically characters that come from marginalized communities, they are especially important because we don't get to see those often.
Jermaine Dickerson is the founder of Hero Nation. Through a crowdfunding effort and sponsorships, Hero Nation and Ypsilanti High School are taking more than 100 young people to a private screening of the new Marvel Comics movie, Black Panther. Thanks for talking with us.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate you for having me.